Welcome to this summary edition of the BayFay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is February 5, 2021. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. Crypto hedge fund founder pleads guilty to $90 million fraud. Australia's central bank says Bitcoin not really money, no risk to financial stability. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey has set up his own Bitcoin node. Ether tops $1,700, setting new record as CME futures launch nears. US added fewer jobs than expected in January, boosting case for stimulus. DeFi season. Link, AAVE, ZRX and Comp hit record price highs, outperforming Bitcoin. Indian exchanges launch campaign seeking to avert potential crypto ban. China's BSN onboards EY for Ethereum compliance tools. Credit card companies should offer stablecoin payments or be left behind, Gartner. That's all for today. If you want to listen to the detailed news, you can select the next episode of our podcast. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments in fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition. The token jumped 130% last month and has risen by 20% in the past 24 hours, according to data provider CryptoCompare. Oracle provider Chainlink's LINK token is also benefiting from the broad-based rally across DeFi. The token printed a lifetime high of $26.98 during the Asian hours, toppling the previous peak of $25.81 reached on January 25, CoinDesk 20 data shows. AAVE, the token of the DeFi lending protocol of the same name, also rose 21% to reach a record price of $545 and is now trading around $491, per CryptoCompare. Lastly, the ZRX token from Ethereum-based decentralized exchange 0x, set a lifetime high of $1.149 early on Friday and was last seen changing hands near $1.30, representing a 60% gain on a 24-hour basis. The token has more than doubled in value since Wednesday, surpassing the previous peak price of 96 cents reached in August 2020, according to CoinDesk 20 data. Notably, ZRX's 24-hour volume of $1.59 billion is bigger than its market capitalization of $1.38 billion, which is quite unusual. The breakout to new highs looks to have revved up traders' interest in the token. Most of these coins have chalked up notable gains in recent days in a potential sign that investors are realizing the revenue potential of decentralized exchanges, DEXs, and other DeFi solutions, according to Denis Vinokourov, head of research at the London-based prime brokerage Bitquant. The DeFi coins look undervalued if we compare Bitcoin's BTC valuation to Uniswap, the biggest DEX by trading volume. While Uniswap has a market cap of $6 billion and an annualized revenue of $1.1 billion, Bitcoin's market cap or valuation of $700 billion is significantly higher than the annualized miner revenue of $1.5 billion, Vinokourov told CoinDesk. Therefore, the DeFi tokens look to have significant upside potential. William Noble, a chief market technician at Token Metrics, expects such coins to mimic Bitcoin's 2017 bull run this year. Alongside the rally across DeFi, Bitcoin remains mostly flat near $37,450 Friday. Bitcoin looking north. However, the path of least resistance for Bitcoin appears to be on the higher side, as demand continues to outstrip supply, as discussed earlier this week. Technical studies are aligned with fundamentals. The cryptocurrency has broken out of a descending channel on the daily chart, indicating scope for a retest of record highs above $41,900, The market focus may shift back to Bitcoin if the cryptocurrency charts a quick move upwards. Indian exchanges launch campaign seeking to avert potential crypto ban. The exchanges have set up websites helping supporters email members of parliament. Indian cryptocurrency exchanges have started a joint initiative to convince its parliament to regulate cryptocurrencies rather than impose an outright ban. Under the hashtag #IndiaWantsBitcoin campaign, the exchanges have launched websites IndiaWantsCrypto.net and IndiaWantsBitcoin.com.